Well, in terms of book distribution, you know, it's not something which everybody does.
Okay, it's not the beaten track.
Exactly. It's not where everybody goes. Like, if you look, the general religious, whatever, the general Hindu way of doing things is, you are okay, I'm okay. You know? You got your God, I've got my God. Everybody does their little festival of puja, and that's it. Right? You're okay, I'm okay. Now, why do you go out and give these books to people? Right? So this is the path less traveled. It's something unusual. So in order to do that, you have to realize that everything depends on your sadhana. They asked Srila Prabhupada many times, how can we increase our book distribution? Srila Prabhupada said, if you sit down and you chant your 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without getting up, without moving, this will increase your book distribution tremendously. So write that down in your books. You want to increase your preaching ability? Just sit down and chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without moving around, without doing all the different things people do. Okay? And you'll not get the result you desire from anything done artificially. Can somebody explain this?
What you're not convinced about, if you try to do that, then you're not going to get the message itself.
Exactly. So first you have to convince yourself. It can't be artificial. People have a very strong perception of what's artificial. And everything that's artificial in this world will be coming crumbling down. It cannot last. It cannot sustain. So it's got to be you. It's got to be your own conviction. Point number two, get books. You can't distribute books that you don't have. Sounds very smart, doesn't it? How many times have you been in a situation and you had a favorable person, but you didn't have that book to give to that person? Did it ever happen to you? How did it make you feel? Huh? Rejected, terrible, stupid, you know, what am I doing here? You can't tell that person, oh, you know, why don't you come with me and we drive to the temple, you know, it's only 45 minutes. It's not going to happen. Understand? That book is going to be right there, in your bag, in your car, in your office, at your school desk. Right there. Zoop. There goes the book. Then, the books are precious. Don't take them for granted. Don't think, oh, we got so many books, you know, and we leave books lying around, and people eat on the books, sleep on the books, misplace books, throw them around, books get broken. Sometimes you see, if you want to know the consciousness of a temple, you go and check out their book room. You see how the books are treated. Huh? You say the temple, I say the book room. You can also go and check out the bathroom. That's another way of doing it. Then you know what's up. So many times, like I flew into Brazil, into Sao Paulo, Brazil, about 15 years ago, and asked the devotees, okay, where's the book room? And they said, we don't have a book room. Then I said, what, you don't have a book room? I came here to distribute books, to train you on book distribution. Oh, we don't have a book room. And I said, okay, where are the books? They said, we don't have any books. I said, well, that's going to be difficult. How are we going to do sankirtan? They said, we don't, you know. We just worship the deity and we eat prasadam and everything's fine. So I said, okay, where is your library? So they showed me the library. I said, okay, I'm going to punish you. And I took out all the books from their library. And I went out on the street and I sold all their Bhagavatams and Chaitanya Charitamritas and everything. I said, if you don't have a book room, I'm just going to sell all your library. Till you get the point. You've got to have a book room. Now you may say this is not our problem, this is not our case. I've been to several temples in India where there was no book room, there was no books being kept, the person who had the key was not there, the other fellow didn't know what were the prices, whether he was allowed to sell books. Sometimes it becomes really a problem, you know? The in charge is not there and the other guy can't do anything. Because the boss is away, so I can't make any decisions. Sometimes you feel like taking a stick and threatening people. Give me the books, you know. I want to go out and distribute books. They say, no, 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 this can't be done. We have to get the authorization. We have to get this sanction. What would Srila Prabhupada say? What would he feel if this happened? Don't take the books for granted. It's like you saw in Russia. Books are very precious. Right now you may think, oh, we got lakhs and lakhs of books. It might not always be like that. Please repeat after me. The more you show, the more you sell.
The more you show, the more you sell.
Do you believe it? Why? Because it said so here? Why?
One show is worth 1,000 cents.
Pardon me?
One show is worth 1,000 cents.
Yes. One picture, something you show, is worth 1,000 words. Okay, what else?
You give them an experience.
You give them a direct experience, yes. What else?
Books speak for themselves,
yes. People are looking for these books. How many times have you met people that said, you know what, I was looking for a Bhagavad Gita like this, you know? I've been looking for this for a long time. Have you ever met people like that? If you shake your head and you say no, that means you have not been out there a lot. I meet people almost every day who say like, hey, I was just thinking about something like this, you know? And now you come with this book, this is great. Every day almost. People become attracted to the books when they see them, somehow or other, make them visible. I have a friend, he's a taxi driver in America. He has a big box of small books in his taxi. And every time a person goes on a taxi ride, you know, he talks to them about Krishna, he puts a bhajan on, and he asks them, how's your karma, you know? You heard of meditation and yoga, peace of mind. And then at the end he gives them a small book. And many times people give him a tip, you know, they give donations like that. Always at the end, when his box of books is finished, he has enough money in the donation box to buy the next box of books. How many of you work in service or sales related occupations? Okay. How many of you own stores? How many of you have offices or work in an office? You can put books everywhere. I was just in Pune a couple of days ago. There is a member of the congregation, he owns a cell phone store. And, actually no, his friend owns a cell phone store. So he convinced him to just make a nice display and a few nice little arrows flashing and a Bhagavad Gita there. And he just puts that there on the counter. And people always ask, what about this Bhagavad Gita? And in this way he sells many Bhagavad Gitas. Another congregational devotee in Pune, he owns a cloth store. And everybody who purchases goods for more than 1,000 rupees gets a free Bhagavad Gita. Every day not less than 10 Bhagavad Gitas go out. Now you may say that these Gitas cost him money. But you know, if people purchase goods for more than 1,000 rupees, they expect a free gift. You know, they expect that diary or that, you know, nice keychain or pen or... So instead of buying nice gifts, he just gives them Bhagavad Gitas. So make bundles, package deals like that. Somehow or other, make the books visible. And number four, organize. Build your Sankirtan infrastructure. You know what infrastructure means? Essential things which you require to do the job. Invest in the right tools for the job. What are tools which you require?
Books.
What else do you need?
Advertisement,
manpower, tables, prasadam, transportation, training, what else? You need some change. You need maybe a money bag. These are all things which you require. Get them. Organize. Train and inspire leaders. Delegate. You know there's 20 lakhs of people out there. Can you talk to 20 lakhs of people? No. Can you talk to 2 lakhs of people? Can you talk to 20,000 people? 2,000? 200? Maybe. great difficulty. If I tell you I have to deal with 200 people, good luck. 20? Maybe. So right now, we got about 40 people here. The goal is train and inspire leaders and delegate. We want you to become the leaders of this preaching and book distribution movement here in South India. So that means, first of all, train yourself up. Then, train others. Delegate. You're like the coach, like the captain, the quarterback. You throw the ball, you pass the ball to others. You just pass the ball and you let other people do the running. You let other people do the scoring. Can you live with that? Can you be happy with that? That you facilitate, you support, you organize. Does that work for you? If not, if you're happy and you have to get the result, then just go out and do it yourself. But if you want to do more, if you want to expand, make a team. Get 10 or 20 people involved and help them to distribute books. In this way, you know, many hands make light work. You ever heard that saying?
Yeah.
Many hands make light work. So get more people involved, it will go very easy. Set yourself goals and make those goals visible. Remember, a book a day keeps my away? Write it down on little yellow post-it papers. Put it on your TV, on your computer, on your fridge, on your door, on your bathroom, in your office. Did you distribute your Bhagavad Gita today? Question mark? Where is your Bhagavad Gita? Huh? Keep that in your mind. Keep your goals visible. Plan for events. Like, events have to be planned. It's not like you just wake up one morning and, oh, today is a festival, let's just go there and make a book table. You have to plan it in advance. You have to contact those people. You have to get the permission for the stalls. You have to organize your team. You have to get your folks organized. You have to get the books, the training, the transportation. Then execute your plan. Practice always better service, ABS. Take time for devotee appreciation. Hold monthly Sankirtan festivals. Like every month, you have what's called a public holiday where everything's closed, right? Happens at least once a month, isn't it?
No,
not here. No?
On an average, there may be one.
On an average, there is one per month.
There are 10 holidays in the year.
Okay.
What's up with approximately month?
Yeah, so? You organize monthly Sankirtan festivals around those holidays. There's a lot of people roaming town just having free time, going shopping, right? Isn't that the national sport on a public holiday? You go shopping, or you go walking around. Okay, so we do the same thing. We go distributing books and we walk around with books. And then you have devotee appreciation. You hold a festival, you talk about Sankirtan, you do Sankirtan, you have a kirtan, you distribute prasadam and some gifts, and you appreciate everybody who contributed. Employee Good News Action Broadcast, which means you create a Yahoo group or some email group, you share all the stories, the realizations, the nectar, the leaders of you are always in constant communication through email. You make a board in the temple somewhere where you post all the book distribution stories and strategies. Oh, this lady party went out to this festival to distribute books. Okay, the boys went to this college and had that program. Okay, these guys went to this trade show. These guys went to this temple. How did it go? You put the scores, a few stories, and a few realizations. You print it up, you put it on the wall. Everybody who reads it thinks, hey, if these guys can do it, we can do it too. Do you ever feel like that?
Yeah.
When I came to the temple in 84, I saw those book distributors. I knew one thing. Whatever it is that they have, I want it. And whatever it costs me, I'm ready to pay the price to get it, to get whatever they have. I will pay that price, whatever it is. Huh? So when you see somebody else being successful, somebody else being ecstatic in devotional service, serve them. Get from them the information, implement it in your own lives. It's not that we have to reinvent the wheel. Like in India, all these projects are already happening successfully in different places. But because most of us don't travel that much, we don't hear about it. But it's already going on. Corporates, book tables, book bags, colleges, Shastradans, sponsored books, etc., etc., etc. You know that there's politicians who sponsor hundreds and hundreds of Bhagavad Gita if they can have their little picture in there? Yeah! What's the big deal? Right? Have his picture dedicated to such and such. Fair enough. There is unlimited ways how to distribute Prabhupada's books. Go, go, go! If I sit down in a solitary place for my benefit, that may be his benefit, but it's not very high class engagement. He must sacrifice for others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God himself. He comes down to preach, to become sannyas, and to take so much trouble all over India and everywhere, and giving instruction and sending men, go, go, go. That's Srila Prabhupada's instruction. That is the certificate of my Guru Maharaj. If someone, Brahmachari, would sell one paisa magazine, if one of our Brahmacharis would go and sell a few copies, he'd be very glad and say, oh, you're so nice. So the devotion of literature is our real preaching. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Can we turn the lights on, please? I'd like to have the light. We can also open the window curtains. Because movie time is over, it's crunch time now. Have you heard of crunch time? No need to open the windows, just open the curtains. So what I'd like to do now is, I'd like to hear from you. What are your plans to increase book distribution here in Coimbatore in 2010? Today is March the 14th, 2010. That means 25% of the year is already gone. Huh? Now you may say, yeah, we're going to do a marathon, but that's in December, you know? And that's automatic pilot. That just happened. I want to know what you're doing between 3:48 now, 14th of March, and 1st of December. Yes?
Now, this is something, an idea that I just got from you. We have the World Tamil Conference coming.
The World
Tamil Conference.
Tamil Conference. Going to be here in Coimbatore.
Next
door. You just roll out of bed and you walk over there. How many people are expected?
5 lakhs
of people. Hari Bol! Mahaprabhu has sent 5 lakhs of people right next door.
All over the world.
Yes. And they will be very happy to see Srila Prabhupada's books in Tamil. Ki Jai!
Right.
So, Maharaj is blessing here. We could make an action plan where these books can be given to all the major hotels, because all these delegates are going to put up the hotels.
Of course.
So
they're going to be very happy to see Prabhupada's books in Tamil in all the hotels.
People, then maybe we could have a good project going
to June. Yeah. When is it happening, the conference?
There's a meeting scheduled regarding the week.
Okay, next week there is a meeting to plan this. Whoever likes to get involved in the Tamil conference, please submit your name and application to whom? Please stand up.
Everyone
welcome. Jai. Okay? He'll take down your name and he'll coordinate the action plan together with Maharaj. Because it's going to be a lot of activities. This area will be buzzing. Has anybody started talking to the organizers?
The organizers are very busy now.
They are. They always are.
They are establishing contact.
Yeah. And you should be there with books, of course. Prasadam should be there, cultural program, presentations, lectures, the whole 9 yards. But right now we're concerned about book distribution. So I'm very happy to hear that you are going to get involved with the Tamil project for making sure these 5 lakh people, a good number of them, will find Tamil Gitas in their hotel rooms, and also you will have bookstalls over there. Okay, what else? Something practical, not just ideas, something which you actually going to do. Okay, from now till December 1st, Prabhu wants to distribute 500 Gitas. Hari Bol. Thank you for that.
How do I plan to do it?
All right. Very good. What else?
I'd like to go to the food today and thank
you. So Prabhu is ready to work in a team. If somebody likes this idea of working with hotels, service industry, hotels, motels, like that, speak with Prabhu. And you organize your team. We're going to do this right afterwards. We're going to break a little earlier today in the afternoon, so that you get about 15 minutes just to touch base, 10-15 minutes just to talk base, touch base with your team leaders. We have in the back a person for the Tamil conference. We have Prabhu for the motel and hotel book distribution. Okay, who else likes to tell us what is your plan?
Corporate temple.
Okay. Run by private?
Private management.
Management, yes. Yes.
These temples also
have a kind of
booking
arrangement for profit. The profit goes to
the temple also.
Okay.
You can look at
this
selling books there at
the
MRT.
You
can allow them to keep the
business as a margin. Sure. It's like you give them books at 175, they sell it for
200.
They keep 25 rupees.
Like that. We have to give them the stand and we have to give them the goods. Once they sell, they will start giving us the money. We have worked out a scheme by which we can work with this kind of thing.
Okay, I'm sure some of you are quite experienced in business dealings and in, you know, shop inside shops and these type of fulfillment things. So Prabhu wants to put time into this. Very good, thank you. What else? Any other schemes or ideas? Okay. All right, so you're going to do door-to-door in your neighborhoods, in your areas, and go weekly, put in a few hours.
Right.
Wonderful. And you can do this ongoing, you know, ongoing. Like, yeah, once a week. But then you don't go every week to the same place. Like 1 week you go to her place, 1 week you go to your place, 1 week you go to her place. Not that every week it's like, oh, you again. Okay. You know. You figure out, like in Switzerland, we went door to door, we did every door in the whole country, once a year, or once every 2 years, you knock on every door. But if it's your own neighborhood?
There's a proposal that, I think the question was a proposal that the Mataji team that's going to be made, is going to go every week, on the weekends, but through the week.
Yes.
I think that's what she's
saying. Yes. It's wonderful.
Those Matajis are interested in joining that team.
Yeah, those Matajis are interested in joining that team and in helping out in that team. And then you see, you know, one weekend this neighborhood, 1 weekend this neighborhood. And you work it systematically. You get a map with all the streets and you mark it. So you're not running up and down the same street. Huh? Mm. Bazaar also you can do, yes. So many places you can go. Wonderful. But I'm saying have a strategy, have a team. Like we would get a map of the town. And we would say this group works north, this group works south, this group works east, this group works west. Okay? And then you have allocated a few street blocks. and you work systematically your street block. You don't just run and do the shops, but you work systematically, go to every door, to everybody. And then once a month you come back and you do the follow-up. And it's always the same person from that neighborhood. So people develop a relationship with that person. And then you invite them to a local gathering. Not that every week somebody different comes by. And, oh, who are you? Last time I talked to this person. Like that. Have it systematic. Okay, so the ladies are going to meet afterwards for this program. What other program do you want to do? Sure, go ahead.
What is an auspicious occasion? People really want to give something. So there are people who are assembling here who are already gone through the situation. They can take a pledge that on any event in which they are going to give a gift, be it a wedding, be it a birthday, be it any occasion, they will only give Prabhupada food.
Okay.
On their own.
Shastradana. Have an official Shastradana project. We have a separate Shastradana account. It's not the temple account. It's also not the BBT account. It's a specific Shastradana account where all the money who comes in goes for giving out free books. For, like for instance, I've heard in, where was it? Tirupati and also in Pune. They've very successfully given books in hospitals. Not just to the patients, but also to the people who work there. And it's created a lot of positive response, a lot of goodwill. Because once people are suffering, you know, there's like a Janma Mrityu Jaravyadi, Dukkadoshana Darshana, there's a lot of that going on. They're very susceptible. And also, as you rightly said, once you have those functions, marriages, weddings, anniversaries, etc., etc., people can buy books very easily accessible and give them as gifts.
On the second point about the hospice, an additional thing that we can do is promote it. If we enter one particular hospital first and some of us who are here can read the Bhagavad Gita, a small portion to the patient and show that it is useful for them to alleviate the pain.
You create a spiritual care department. I'm sure some of you or some of your congregation might already be in healthcare, or might already be working in hospitals. You can get some guidance and information from the doctors inducted on the hospital. They are now training nurses and doctors all over India to do this.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah, can be done. Okay, so who is into the healthcare field? Who wants to work in the hospital? Anybody's got a connection?
There are many doctors who are attending. They're not here at the moment, but there are doctors who are talking.
Okay, so you talk to them. What's the way how to introduce it? How to go about this? How to get into this circle? Okay, what else? Yes. Every preacher, anybody who holds a program, whether it be at a college, at a public program, at the temple, everywhere, have a book table. Everywhere, have a book table right next to the presentation. And you'll be surprised. Books will just sell themselves naturally if you just have the books close to where the devotee gives the talk. Okay? So you've got to have an action plan. You've got to write this up. Do you have a secretary here? Do you have somebody who can do this? Who is good in typing, writing things up?
What he is doing.
Yeah, we can do that.
But I think we also got some ideas.
Yeah.
Lots of ideas
are there. We can brainstorm ideas till the cows come home, you know?
Yeah.
But I'd like to hear from you. What are you personally going to do? It's nice to volunteer for the others. I appreciate that. It's very generous. Like a lot of times people tell me, what's my homework, what I got to do. That's very nice, you know, very generous. But I'd like to hear, what are you going to do?
I'm going to meet some smaller shopkeepers.
But you're a big boy. Why you meet the small shopkeepers? You should meet the big guys.
I know some people and small shopkeepers to give their books to the labels during this Diwali and New Year bonus. With that bonus, they can give some books to
exactly. Because everybody expects their Diwali and bonus gifts.
Yeah.
So instead of giving toys, give them books. Very good. And you know, if it fits into there, you just have to figure out the system. They know how much money they want to spend for that Diwali gift, right? They know exactly. So it just has to fit into their paradigm. If they see that your book fits into the price range, and the kind of size of what they want to give, it flies, it works. You understand? You figure out the need, you fulfill that need. Okay, what are you boys going to do here? You got all the big boys here in the front. What's going to happen? Big, big monkey, big, big belly. Lanka jumping, melancholy. Huh? You all going to team up with him. Make his life more difficult. Yes.
Tamil class, there are two suggestions. One is, in Coimbatore, summer camps are very famous for the children, school children.
Okay.
So it starts at another 2 months, another 1 month down the line.
Okay.
So, we can almost make the books available
okay.
for the summer camp by teaching them there. In their services. The second suggestion is, Islam Coimbatore can have a shop in any central location. In the shop, we have all of the books displayed. Where the population is.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, just to the point of school kids, did you know that they just held a Bhagavad Gita contest in Andhra and that 25,000 kids took the Bhagavad Gita test and they all bought Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah.
They paid 150 rupees entry fee. And they got Gita and Bhaktivedanta magazine. And they made a test with shlokas and everything in assessment. And in Pune they're doing the same thing, but they're getting corporate to sponsor. So the students only have to pay 25 rupees. So it's subsidized. And they're already started with one school. Out of 1,500 students, 700 students immediately signed up and did the thing. So somebody likes to do. Anybody here, school teacher? Anybody involved with education? So, maybe some of you get together and you discuss. Like this devotee, the one who did the 700 Gitas, he's the headmaster of a school. And he organized that the devotees could come and held that Bhagavad Gita contest amongst the youngsters. And then eventually there's going to be different ones, you know, very easy ones for the lower grades, a little more difficult for the higher grades, like that. And then you have some prizes. In Andhra they have some cash prices. I don't know what they're doing in Pune. So you just have to get the information. Get it in and run it through your system. How many school kids are there who would take Bhagavad Gita test? If there is a Bhagavad Gita contest and you can win something, how many kids are there in your state who would take it? Do you know that 60% of the Indian population is 25 and below? Did you know that? 60% of the Indian population is 25 years and below. So you've got colleges and schools on every street. Everywhere there is kids. And everywhere there is more kids. Every year there is more kids. So, what are we doing to get them to see Bhagavad Gita? You hold these yearly Bhagavad Gita contests in the different schools. And then you make city competition, you make state competition, you make national competition on Bhagavad Gita. This can be a huge thing. And the teachers are on board, you know. They're really happy. They're really fired up. So who wants to get together and get this program going? O educators. Huh?
Raise your hand. Please.
Okay, so we've got another group here. Bhagavad Gita contest. Andhra Tirupati is already doing it. 25,000 students already passed, already done. The pilot has already been done. Yes, and Pune also has already done a couple of test runs. So they have tested the rice, and it's good quality. So you can just learn from them. Adjust, learn from them. And I don't care, charge 100 rupees, 150 rupees admission fee, and then give out cash prices, or get subsidies by companies and private sponsors, whatever way it works, you know, make it happen. You figure it out, you're the smart people. I'm just the whip, you know, just the one who kicks. Okay, what else?
There are many...
What are you going to do? You going to do something with the educational people?
Planning to put the books, books in libraries.
In libraries of the school and universities. Okay. How are you going to do that?
The first library in Cincinnati.
Do they have budgets to buy books? Some of them do. But otherwise you approach corporates and individual donors. You'll need a huge fundraising team. You know? A lot of people are ready to give money for books, but they won't give for temples or for, you know, religious functions. But for education, they'll give money, right? Isn't it? A lot of times. If it's just books, they're into it. If it's temple and spiritual activities, they may not be that interested. Okay. Who else? I mean, you've been all sitting here for the last 2 days. Being entertained with nice videos, nice talk shows, and a lot of prasadam. So what are you going to do to make a difference down here in South? Yes? Okay. Carry a book and try to distribute one book on the bus. Very good. What else? Okay. Very good. Now, who is the book room in charge here? Sankarshan. Sankarshan the Almighty. Okay. So you can all get books from him. On commission basis, right? Depends, yeah. If it's only 1, 2, 3, you just pay. If you take whole boxes, you work out a deal, whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got different schemes. What else?
I wrote down a few things. Done.
Please.
Have been cited already with one religion, like the Mataji, the party, and the Tamil Nadu conference. Someone said about temple festivals, which you are doing. And so we talk about having a Sunday in the bus and traveling in and around the coast by the community. My position is because a lot of them are maybe thinking that they want to do something, but they aren't coming out of the church, or they're wondering whether they can keep up their commitment. That everybody can take a small commitment because of the order of Srila Prabhupada and the request. If you can play the first video of Srila Prabhupada again, when he is begging and saying, please help me, this is my request. Please publish and distribute this book and distribute it all over the world as much as possible. And each one should definitely have a response towards the request. A humble request given to the former Acharya, who gave us all these books, the content of these books, a whole new life and a whole new, you know, aspect that we can give to others and live happily with. Whether they like to make a response to a Prabhupada's request, make a small commitment. Say, I'm going to distribute one Mahabhut book a week.
have distributed 52 books a year. And if I can do more, I'll do, but I'll take it as a commitment. That would be something very, appreciative or praiseworthy, because I think Prabhupada has made a request to all of us. Lord Chaitanya made a request to all of us, but order every individual to distribute this. And so I think that it is nice if people can make a little commitment, simple commitment, towards that. I know there are lots of ideas of how to distribute books. Unless we make a step towards the personal commitment, many of these things may not actually happen.
Yeah, I fully agree. I fully second that. You see, preaching and missionary spirit and book distribution is not something you can legislate. We can just say, for instance, you want to be a member of ISKCON Coimbatore, you have to buy 20 books a month. Otherwise you're not a member. Some movements do it like that. You laugh. Jehovah's Witness, that's what it is. You don't buy a certain number of literatures, and you don't go out a certain number of hours, you're not a member.
Yeah.
You want to be a Mormon? You go for 2 years, they send you to another country, all paid by the church, to go on a mission and do preaching. And then you can get back and get married and get going into business. So the point is personal commitment. We're not putting the bar high up and saying you have to do this, you have to do that. We're just asking you, we're just begging you, pleading with you on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. Make a personal commitment. You try it. Just make this laboratory experiment. If you don't like it, drop it later on. But for this year, try it out. Next time I come back, you can tell me all about it. You can prove me wrong, okay? I'm not saying believe me, I'm just saying try it out. See what it does to your spiritual life. See what it does to the quality of your chanting and your reading. Because when you're reading, as if your life depends on it. When you're chanting, as if somebody else's spiritual life depends on it, because it does. Because if you didn't chant properly, you can't distribute that book. It's not going to fly. So, then you're going to take all the different activities in Krishna consciousness very seriously. You're going to put a lot of energy and effort into it. Because you will see how directly it's connected to your preaching and to your book distribution. So, we'd like to hear some more personal commitments. Yes? Please.
Josh.
What else?
Every week.
Every week. Very good. Thank you. Hari Bol. Who else?
Every week, one book.
One book a week.
One book.
Okay. Good. Great. A day or a week? In this year. Now that's before the marathon, right? Because marathon doesn't count. Marathon, everybody goes out full force. That's till the 1st of December. From today now till 1st of December.
They need one big book and one small book a week. 52 weeks.
Yeah. That's great. That's wonderful.
What are you doing?
Arrivo! How many members do you have in ISKCON Coimbatore?
Oh, we have members and followers and siksha candidates, at least about 1,000.
1,000 people? Okay. If 1,000 people do 50 books a year, how many books is that?
50,000.
How many books are you doing so far every year?
Every year we're doing about 20,000 plus a magazine.
Okay, so that's mainly happening in the marathon and by the brahmacharis, and maybe a few by the congregational group. Yeah, so just by everybody doing one book a week, you can triple your book distribution here, according to them. Is that difficult? I mean, come on, I'm an old guy, and I'm flying around the world. Whenever I fly, I distribute one book. My quota. every time I fly, somebody has to get that book. Otherwise I get cranky, you know. Sometimes I sit down on a plane and, like I remember a couple of flights ago, and then there was this young couple who sat down next to me. And they were full of themselves, you know, just absorbed in themselves. And I thought, oh, this is going to be very difficult. How am I going to sell them a book? Right? And then, as I was thinking like that, a young businessman walks down the aisle, looks at his boarding pass, and tells to this couple, excuse me, you're in my seat. So they have to move 5 rows back. He sat down, we talked for 2 hours, he gave me 500 rupees for Bhagavad Gita. Every time Krishna puts the person next to me who takes the book, every time. You just pray for it. If you want it, Krishna will send you that one person who will get that book. Not a problem. It's quite easy. Any other commitments? Crunch time. Come on. Are you a man or are you a mouse? These boys are so quiet. I can't believe it. What are you going to do to make a difference?
Huh? 1,500 books, totally small books, 1,500
you're going to do?
Before marathon.
Wow. Arivo. Thank you.
We have four people that planned that 50 sets of
Bhagavatam
or 1,000
books in this year. 50 sets of
Srimad Bhagavatam? Or 1,000 books in this year.
Or 1,000 books this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Hare Hare. I prefer 50 sets of Bhagavatam. It's more than 1,000 books, isn't it? How many books in the Bhagavatam?
18.
But then you have to give Gita also and this and that. Okay, great. Wonderful. Who else? You know, whatever it is matters. Never think what I do doesn't matter. You know the story of the old man and the young kid who walked on the beach? And it was low tide and the water is down. There's so many crabs stranded on the beach. And the sun is very scorching hot and they're dying. So the old man walks and picks up the crab and throws it in the water. And the young kid says, what does it matter? You know, there's too many of them. You can't save them all. So the old man picks one up and says, it matters to this one, and throws him in the water. Picks up the next one, he says, it matters to that one, and throws him in the water and walks on. You understand? You may think there's too many people out there. I can't make a difference. But it made a difference to you that somebody gave you a book, right? So you can make a lot of difference in the lives of other people by giving them the book. They have the saying in German, you know, steady drops of water wear away the stone. Sometimes you have a stone, a huge big stone, and because the water constantly drips on it, it wears away on the stone. Have you ever seen? Huge boulders, massive! And just by water gets worn away. So in the same way, even though our hearts sometimes are hard as stone, and there are anarthas, and there are attachments, and misconceptions, but if we expose ourselves to the drop, the steady drop of mercy of Mahaprabhu by engaging in the Sankirtan movement, what happens is the stone-like heart gets softened, and it gets washed away, and at the end it will be actually in its original state. Anybody else who is up for the challenge?
One big book a week.
One book a week.
52 a year.
That's modest.
Sure.
You're a modest person. That's a modest commitment. Thank you. Now I know you're all very modest people. Under promise, over fulfilled. You know? You know that saying? You make a modest promise. You can always do more. Huh? Or you get yourself a team of 5 or 10 people. And you get them to do. And then you just take, like me, I just take 10% commission of all of your book distribution. That's my deal with Maharaj, you know. So you just take, no compound interest, you just take 10% of the mercy of whatever the people in your team distribute. Now you'll all of a sudden be very ecstatic. You'll get a lot of mercy, right? Now my question is, are you Brahmanas or are you Kripanas? Huh? Are you magnanimous? Are you ready to give me 10% of your mercy?
Yes.
That doesn't sound very convincing.
Yes.
Now I know it's recession and everybody's kind of like, I gotta hold on to whatever I have, you know. This has got to last me for the next 5 winters, you know. But since this is the South and there is no harsh winters here, right? There is hot, hotter and super hot. Right? So, you don't have that kind of challenges. So you should be very magnanimous. Just distribute the mercy freely. And you'll be very ecstatic. Okay, who else likes to add something? Yes?
I'm ready to distribute one more topic.
Okay. Very nice. Thank you.
And, one thing, I'm working in a government school where the children are from economically low backgrounds. And so, instead of distributing books to them, this is enough if I primarily start with the preaching, because they come from economically low background and they will not be able to afford.
I can arrange three books for the students. They already have three. I can arrange three books for the students. We conduct the whole Bhagavad Gita course for them and give them a free book. We've been doing that many colleges and governments.
Okay, teachers team, you all put your heads together and figure out the strategy. Okay?
After I see my several colleagues, a lot of people come into government school, selling saris and they are very eager after getting the ladies' attention.
Yeah.
So, how should we engage with that? Like, invest more in
spiritual. Yeah. You just have to talk to them. You just have to preach to them, as you said. You have to show them the benefit. What is the benefit? What it does. So they'll be able to actually comprehend this culture and philosophy, and it will make a big change in the way how they deal with the children and in the way how they can actually lead their lives. So by your own good example and by your preaching, you can show them the difference and they will be inspired. Now of course, you know, sari is something different. You look at it, it's got a certain price and people pick it up and pay it and take it home. But some may do the same thing with the Bhagavad Gita. But usually it requires a little bit of talking, a little bit of explanation. But because you're there constantly and they have a relationship with you, so they have that trust, is there. So you can use that to your advantage. Plus they're not going to run anywhere. They're there in school, so you've got to see them every day. So you can also give people some books to read. And you say, hey, check it out. Tell me how you like it. And then you keep discussing on the basis of the book. Otherwise it's always you got your opinion, I got my opinion, she's got her opinion, he's got his opinion, and it doesn't go anywhere. But as soon as you introduce the book, you have the gold standard, you know? This is the gold standard. This gives a certain standard of knowledge, which is very important. So, try to preach on the basis of the books. You will feel more satisfied that it actually goes somewhere. Otherwise it's just opinions, you know, exchanging opinions. All right, we're going to see some more videos. Maharaj, conclusion.
Yeah, for the information of those who are, we have sponsored Bhagavad Gita, which we normally give out to school students, mostly now to college students. We do a whole Bhagavad Gita course for them, and we bring it from a book and they go on it for 2-3 sessions for them. Whenever he wants to do that, especially the people who cannot afford to get about Gita. I think it's one of the politicians who can do things like that in India. where the students, maybe higher level students, etc. They have at least some IQ knowledge and can enter work. Another scheme that I note down here is that we did this once in Kerala, that wherever there are government offices and there are people who can't afford to take a ₹400 or whatever it is, we put huge value in the solution that we had books taken in installment money. Over 4 months, we gave installment. And we go with a small agreement note with them. And we go to every table. And it's very popular because they take lots of things in installment. I don't know about Tamil Nadu or whatever, but in Kerala, they go to all these government offices and give sari, gifts, and like all these things. Lots of things are bought in installment. And middle class people, they may not want to spend all their big money on one shot and buying a book for $200. So what we do that is we have a small sheet and we ask them to sign up for it. If you want the Bhagavad Gita in installments, you pay 25 rupees more because we have to come to you 4 times and collect your installment. And then if you want it in one shot, you get it for so much lesser. And we come when you get your salary in the first week of the month. So throughout the month, the devotees go with one sample gita and there's no book full of. They stand in the street and give to them and they number them and take down their phone number and everything. And then they go to them at the beginning of the month and they get your salary and they show this and they're happy to, get a Bhagavad Gita for just getting the first installment. They just take about 35 rupees from them and they get a whole book. So they're very happy for 35 rupees they got the book. They don't mind giving every month 35 rupees to you. And you come and see them, and every time you see them, I give them a little Mahaprasada to them, and then you read the book, what happened, all the things. You collect installments. In each office, they are booking up about 300, 400 people. In an office, they've got about 500 of them, government offices, 300, 400 of them take the Bhagavad Gita. So at the beginning of the month, you issue about 200 Bhagavad Gita.
Boom,
and then you go every month in the beginning, when you go to give the rest of the other books, you collect the installments from them. So you collect in one shot from about 300 people in installments. And then you collect, and then throughout the rest of the month, you go with this one book and with this one sheet book that you have and book people up, showing the Bhagavad Gita to them. And tell them your neighbor is taken, he is taken, he is taken, he is taken. It's a very easy way of doing. We had very good response. And a lot of office work had to be done, keeping the record of all these people who paid, who didn't pay. Sometimes there are a few losses in the office, somebody gets transferred. And mostly they do get transferred, they also give the money to the neighbor and go give it to the Swami when they come. I don't want to take the Bhagavad Gita free, but some of them, put it in place and later they send the money. But almost always it's a very nice way of giving books to people who say, I don't have the money to buy books. And they like to give an installment. It works very good. It then requires a little amount of administration and management and keeping of records. One part that they were doing is they thousands of books in Trivandrum. I was personally involved in it. And after that, devotees didn't know how to keep up with the keeping of records and the last stuff. And it's too, administrative heavy.
Too tedious.
But this is nothing much. If you have one man hired to just keep up with things, you can use.
Only government offices or other?
All government offices, people go and give things in installment. All small traders, they go and give lots of books in installment, saris, bats, all sorts of stuff goes on there. And maybe the devotees are also giving us Bhagavad Gita on installment.
Okay, who likes to do this?
That's a nice way of going to government offices again.
Okay, you build your team. Okay. Yes. Great. Wonderful. So the two of you, you're both government employees, you build your team, you get some ladies involved with your crew. Wonderful. Perfect. Thank you, Maharaj. Because you see, it's all being done before. It's not that we have to reinvent the wheel. You know what I'm saying? Reinvent the wheel. The Romans already did it, In the Vedic times, it has already been done. It's not building an atom bomb or a spaceship or a vimana. This is just seeing success and duplicating it. Success is already happening in so many places. So we just have to know how to start it and do it. It's all by systems. And then once you have your system,
and you plug in the people, and you keep the checks and balances, you keep the inspiration, you keep the energy flowing, you give the attention, all your team can become very enlivened. And you can have 50 ladies who work on that government project. It's not a problem. Huh? Plus 50 men who are also doing it. Okay. Good. So we're going to see a couple of more videos, and then we're going to break a little early, just so you can actually start grouping up with your team leader. And those of you who are not plugged into any teams, you can have a bonding session with your own mind and make up your own mind. Bend your own mind around the topic of how you're going to distribute books. And you just sit with yourself and you make an action plan. You know? Who are the people in your neighborhood? Your friends, your relatives, the people who you feel like, hey, it's about time they get a Bhagavad Gita, like that. Make a list. Work from a list. It's very good. Write down all your friends and work through it. Yes?
Yesterday I was not in the class. My doubt was how to get into the test of the process, because the embassies, they have social responsibility in place already in the organization, and we have a couple of people working, I myself in a corporate embassy, being working in corporate, I want to know how to approach people in the corporate thing, because if I approach in the human resource HR department company, who are you to do so and so things, who are you to do all these things into the office? So I don't want to get some such things in your
business. Sure, so you got to do whatever is successful. So you ask those who have done the corporate world and who know the way how to move. I've never done it in India. You see, in the West it's different. I just walk up to any company and I just do whatever I want to do. But here there's a certain system. So you see what's been done so far, who's been doing it successfully. Do you have anything? Yeah, Maharaj can direct you to some people who already done that. And then you can just follow their example. Yad yad acharati shreshta. Always good to follow the previous acharyas. Okay, hit the lights, close the curtains, it's movie time. Now was that too difficult? Did that hurt? The crunch time? Huh?
Not crunchy enough.
Not crunchy enough. Don't worry, we got more sessions tomorrow. Huh? Because tomorrow I want to hear the reports from the different teams. I want to hear the action plan from the different teams. What is it that you're going to do? Okay?
Oh, I hope
it's wrong. And there's more videos and more fun tomorrow evening. So don't miss it. It's not over. Alright? Okay, there's still one more light there.
From Guru, and if we execute that to our heart and soul, that is success. That is practical. I have no personal qualification, but I simply try to satisfy my Guru. That's all. My Guru Maharaj asked me that he could get some money to print books. So, there was a nice meeting talking, some of our money important, and God bless also there, so I did not have. So, Guru Maharaj was speaking to me that since we have got this Madhvaja, Marvel temple, there have been so many dissensions. Everyone is thinking, of why this one called that temple. And I wish therefore to sell this temple and the Marvel and bring some gold. Yes. So I took up this from his mom that is very fond of books. And he told me personally that he could have some money to print books. That's why I'm saying on this one. Very book, very book, very book. So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute around the whole world. And the subconsciousness of man is automatically increased.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Now I'm going to show you a little preview of which video we're going to see tomorrow. Just so you'll come back. You're going to see the rest of this tomorrow. That was just a preview. It's called a teaser, you know? An appetizer. You're going to come back tomorrow to see the whole movie.
It lasts for 1 hour.
Huh?
It's for nearly 1 hour, the movie.
It's a long one, yeah, it's a good one. And I want to show you something more, which is very inspiring to me, very intense.
I was extremely honored when the police at the BBC in Europe asked if I could give some basic words of encouragement in relation to Srila Prabhupada's books. Because as we know, Prabhupada's books are the nucleus, they're the artery of our society. In scripture we have what is called the Parivasa Sutra. That is the verse that helps us to understand, you know, the entire text. The seed is like the seed that all other things of a particular text are to complement, in accord with. So if we think about it, our internal institution, Prabhupada's books, are the Parivasa for our institution. That our whole lives are to be somewhat centered ironically, his books. I'm in a different situation now. Of course, I'm handicapped, terminally ill with cancer, at least according to what the doctors are saying. I have 1.5 leg, my leg has been amputated, and I've lost, you know, almost 40 pounds. And I'm hoping most of that weight that's been lost is false ego that's going away. Anyway, one more serious note. I'm not acknowledging that I had a chance just to be with you. It was so much my desire, and Krishna is fulfilling that. For a few minutes just to be able to share some points here. Bhavananda and then Srila Prabhupada devotees report how Srila Prabhupada had mentioned that he didn't really want to come here. And obviously, who of higher nature want to come to this horrible place, you know, of Marcha Loka, so much segregation and lust and greed. But Prabhupada said how Krishna had encouraged him, you go and you write books, and I will help you. So it is very significant that we constantly keep in mind that Prabhupada coming to this world with so much in connection with his commission and providing transcendental literatures. It seems so important that we remind ourselves how Prabhupada was up in the middle of the night and how he struggled so much to see these books would be able to be available for the world. And how he read his own books. So he read his own books, how much more important it is for us to read them in a scrutinizing way, as he was such a puppet for the previous acharyas. And Chaitanya Chaitanya explains how such great pure devotees, when they are writing, it's in the spirit of sitting down and Krishna is actually speaking through them. Practically, the majority of us, we came to this movement due to having contact with one of Prabhupada's books. And if we came another way, we became situated and convinced to remain in the society after meeting Srila Prabhupada's books. And not only of ourselves as leaders, we think about it, we're leaders because we're involved in printing the books, distributing the books, selling the books. And in many cases in the past, and for some of us, for some of you, we're still expertly doing that now, printing Prabhupada's books in so many different languages. I was reading all kinds of literature, just communication from all kinds of gurus, and then I read the Sri Yashya Upanishad, and I was finished. Because from reading that, it gave more clarity than all of the books, you know, that I had read. And it helped to clarify karma and moksha and artha and dharma, and most important, it helped me to understand what in fact was the nonsense that was missing in the other books I read. You know, there are teachers that I take a shelter. Let me just try to conclude one or two short points. Just as Prabhupada came into this world to make books available to us, we see that in his last days, and even last hours, how much he was trying to make sure that the transcendental message was received. How he died on the battlefield. So from Prabhupada's entry to this universe and his departure, we see the importance of his books. So we want to go out of our way, constantly go the extra mile to honor Srila Prabhupada. And how do we do it? We read the books, we distribute the books, we print the books, we worship the books. But most important is that, as Prabhupada said himself, about Gita Nandri prophecy and relationship to Gandhi, that the best way to honor a person is not by monument, not by horrific kind of glorifications, but by creating a community that represents the ideas that person stood for. So let us work our help and try to see more how we can create communities that will represent the ideas that Prabhupada has given us in his books. We don't want to abuse the books by beating each other over the head with things taken out of the books. Sometimes we take things out of context, or we use the philosophy just to beat someone and to try to force them in some way based on our ulterior motives. But we want to worship the books by creating a community to represent what Prabhupada wrote in his books. That means by going deeper and appreciating the essence of the books, living it, and then we can share it as a wonderful, powerful international community. Hare Krishna, thank you for allowing me to be with you. And I'm excited, hoping that we'll all be able to be together more, especially as we keep this Parivartha forefront, Prabhupada's books, as the artery, as a major seed for our existence. Hare Krishna.
Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Ki. Okay, we need the lights back on. So, please, you got 15 minutes time. Get together with your group leaders.
Hare Krishna.
You got 15 minutes time. Please get together with your group leaders and start discussing the strategy. And tomorrow, I'd like to hear some of your plans, some outlines on your strategy. Okay. Thank you all very much for attending. And those of you who can come tomorrow morning would be wonderful. 10 to 1. And otherwise in the evening, 6 to 8:30. We'll have a lot more videos, many videos, and a bit of talking, and some of your presentations from the different group leaders. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Good evening. Thank you very much. Oh, this is Prabhupada.
We again request all of you to come back for tomorrow morning session. In case you cannot make it, definitely.